Hello and welcome to another edition of Debt Shepherd Radio. Glad you could join us. Today's topic is a 30-year versus a 15-year mortgage. Now, the scenario that we're going to use is a $100,000 loan at 5% interest. Now, we're broadcasting in Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, and a 5% is about where rates are at right now. So don't let the interest rate hang you up, and don't let that loan amount hang you up. We're just going to use this as an example so you can see the power of the numbers. So a 30-year versus a 15-year mortgage, we're borrowing $100,000. Let's just say that's our loan amount the day that we close and we bought our house. That's the only debt that we owe, and our interest rate is 5%. Now, I'm going to go down here and just compare these two, and then I'll talk about them. Now, keep in mind, I was in the mortgage business for 8.5, nearly 9 years. And basically, out of habit, I tended to favor the 30-year because the payment obviously is less each month, usually by a couple hundred dollars, and it was just the most popular. Did have some clients that would do a 15 that didn't really have any other debt, no credit cards, no car payment, that kind of thing. So we're going to talk about why I think a 15-year is smarter. Now, I'm on a 30 right now. I've been in my condo for about 3 years. We did the 30, like I said, out of habit. I was still in the business, but here in the last couple of weeks, I've been listening to some really wise teachings from a gentleman who's been doing this much longer than me, who has a radio show, and he was discussing why a 15 makes more sense. And of course, I got out my financial calculator and ran the numbers on both, and I agree with him. So a 30-year mortgage, borrowing $100,000 at 5% interest, that gives us a monthly payment of $536. So the 15-year mortgage, the monthly payment would be $790. So what we're looking at is a monthly payment on the 30 is $536. The monthly on the 15-year mortgage is $790. So you obviously can't see because this is radio, so I'm just going to basically tell you the difference on that if you don't have your calculator. Is $253 a month. Or let's break it down into simpler terms because it just makes it a little bit easier to grab onto, $12.70 a day. Now, if we make the minimum payment on that 30-year mortgage, or the 15 for that matter, this is the total interest that we'll pay over the life of the loan, making the minimum payment required for 30 full years. The interest that we'll pay over the life of the loan on the 30-year mortgage is $93,256. Now, that's on top of the $100,000 that we borrowed. So we're paying back nearly double what we borrowed. Okay, on a 15-year loan, the total interest paid, if you make minimum payments for 15 years, is $42,343 and some change. The difference in interest that you'll save if you do a 15-year mortgage is $50,913. That's a pretty big chunk of change. Now, let's go just a little bit deeper before we really talk about the benefit of the 15 and how we can get there. If you borrow $100,000 at 5% interest, it is not a 5% loan unless you pay the balance in full in the first year. Because $100,000, if we borrowed it at 5% interest and we paid it off in the first year, we would pay $5,000 in interest. 5% of $100,000 is $5,000. But we're not paying $5,000 in interest. We're paying nearly $93,000 on that 30-year. So if we did a 30-year loan, borrowing $100,000 at 5% and paid the minimum payments for 30 years, and we paid $93,256 in interest, that's a 93% loan. You take the $93,256 and you divide it by the $100,000 that you borrowed, the interest rate that you're paying is 93%. Did you get that? Okay, the 15-year, there's no difference there. Total interest paid, $42,343. The interest paid divided by the $100,000 that we borrowed. Okay, we don't have a 5% loan. We've got a 42% loan. So what we've been trained to do, at least here in America, I can only speak from the experience that I live in. It's global, in my opinion, is we've been trained like Pavlov's dogs to hear about a low interest rate and just drool. 5%, 4%, 4.5%, 4.9, 4.75. And we just drool. That's all we do. By the way, if you hear a train in the background, that's a train. This is the real deal. This is little guy independent radio. So little train in the background there. We're trained. We're trained to look at that monthly minimum payment, and if it fits into our budget, we cram it in there. So what's the whole point of the show tonight? Really talking about the 30 versus the 15. I want you to look at the benefits of the 15. And you say, well, Greg, you know, I sit down, close on my loan. $253 a month is a lot of money. You know, I can't afford it. Well, what I'm telling you is yes, you can afford it. But there's a few things that you need to do before you sit down and borrow that money at the bank. You need to get the rest of your debt cleaned up. Okay? I highly recommend before you buy a house, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, that you be completely credit card free, no credit card debt, and that you also be completely car payment free, no car debt. And I also recommend before you buy your house that you be student loan debt free. If you're going to buy your house, I recommend personally that you be completely debt free, no debt. But Greg, they won't lend me the money because I won't have a credit score or it'll hurt my credit score. That's a bunch of crap. Okay? If you pay your bills on time and you buy your house, let's say you buy your first home, you've never borrowed money in your life. You have, you know, really no credit score to speak of. You can do what's called alternative credit. Okay? Assuming you have rented for at least 2 years. That's what it was when I was in the business. I've only been out about 3 years. You can prove a 2-year rental history, copies of your canceled checks, if you pay to a private individual, if you rent from a normal apartment complex, the lender will send your landlord a verification of mortgage, and as long as they fill that out, which they will, you know, they're going to hate to see you go as a renter, they fill that out, your rent payment is clean, you don't have any late payments, usually they'll tolerate, I don't know, 2 or 3, late being defined as 30 days or more late. So if it's due on the 1st, sometimes you get it in on the 5th, I really wouldn't sweat that. If your landlord fills that out and says, yeah, there's 5 late payments, the lender, if they're smart, they're going to say, define late. How late is late? So the bottom line is, before you buy your home, it doesn't matter to me if it's your 3rd home, your 4th home, or your 5th home, you need to be cleaning up all that other crap anyway. You need to be paying off that debt. And I'm speaking from personal experience. Right now, I've got about $2,800 on a Visa. When that thing's done, I'm shredding it. I mean, we have one card left. It hasn't even been activated. But just for symbolic reasons, I'm going to go ahead and shred it. Probably do a video blog on that one. So you really want to clean the slate up before you sit down and buy your house. So let's just assume you've never bought a home before. Greg, I don't know if I can handle the $253 more a month. Well, if you don't have any credit card debt, student loans, toys, Wave Runners, four-wheelers, you know, all that garbage that you think you need. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying don't buy stuff, okay? I'm not saying don't enjoy your life. I'm not saying if you're making the cheese to not go buy a couple of toys. But we're talking about first-time home buyers is kind of the scenario that I'm using. You know, you don't need all that junk in your yard. What I liked to do when I was dealing in the mortgage business, I was on the processing side, which means I got the file after the loan officer had interviewed the customer, the client. And it was my job to put everything together, gather the pieces of paper, double-check the numbers, make sure everything was correct. I like to see somebody come in when they're getting their house, and they don't have any debt. They really don't have any debt. And also, if you do this thing right and you pay everything off, but get rid of all that junk before you sit down and even apply to buy a house, you want to have a down payment. I recommend at least... And I know this sucks. I know you don't want to hear it. And don't get me wrong. I've done 100% financing before. I was in the business when the market was hot. You know, I got in 2000 and got out in 2008, mid-2008. 100% financing was still out there. I had awesome credit scores. And all that meant was that I was good at borrowing money and paying it back. you know, good at, as Dave Ramsey would say, playing kissy face with the bank. Okay, so your credit score, all it means is you're good at going into debt, you're good at making your payments. So don't worry about that issue. Get all that other junk paid off. So I always like to see a borrower come in really with no debt, because we do what was called an alternative credit loan. Verify their rental history, some type of a utility, a cell phone, insurance payments, maybe a buy here, pay here, car lot payment, things like that. Usually 12 months on those kinds of things, 2 years on a rental history, and of course job, typically, you know, at least a year at your current job. So to encapsulate this whole section of the show is the 15 makes more sense. The $253 a month increased payment, comparing it to the 30, is only $12.70 a day. Now, this is the part where people get upset. Where am I going to find the $253? And I got a little trailed off earlier, so I'm going to refocus here. Where do I get the $253? Well, I've got my calculator in my hand. Let's just assume that you smoke. If you do, I'm not picking on you. I'm just looking at one area that would be the most obvious where we could save money and trim some of this junk out of our budget, things that we don't really need, assuming we're highly motivated to get a house and we're willing to make some changes. So I said, okay, what if I smoke one pack of cigarettes a day? Pack of cigarettes a day, we're talking Marlboros, you know, your premium brand, $4.50 a pack. Well, if I smoke one of those a day, there's 365 days in a year. Let's just say I'm a real faithful smoker. That's over $1,600 a year. I'm going to divide that by 12. You're spending $136, $137 a month on cigarettes. So you're basically, you're halfway there, you know. I mean, is it really worth it to you to smoke a pack of cigarettes a day at $4.50 a pack, $45 a carton? Think about it, you know. I mean, on a personal note, you know, back in 95, I'd been boozing it pretty heavy for about 12, 13, 14 years. I mean, I was a complete maniac. And I woke up one day and I said, you know, I don't want to live this way anymore. It's time to grow up. I was in my mid-20s. So, you know, if you're going to buy a house, which for the average American, it's going to be your single biggest investment, let's get serious about it. I mean, let's clean this junk up. Let's get rid of these credit cards first. Okay, let's clean up all the toys. Let's sell some crap if we need to. And let's get a down payment. Let's have some skin in the game when we buy this house. Because this 100% financing stuff, and I've done it before. Don't get me wrong. Okay, it's not a good idea. Now, the condo that I'm living in now, I did put some skin in the game. We got it below market value. That gave us a little bit of cushion. But between then, which was 2008, and now 2011, we couldn't get out of it what we owe. We owe about 80 on it. And units around me are selling for $40,000 to $50,000 at auction. So, you know, the market just tanked, basically. And now if I had put, you know, maybe 50% down, you know, $40,000, then I could have maybe done a break even and just got my money back. But you need to put some skin in the game. You get emotionally involved in buying this house. You save up that 10% down payment. You're going to be a lot less apt to walk away if times get tough, you know, job loss, stuff happens, things like that. You're going to hang in there. You're going to stick it out. You're going to tough it out. You're going to do to the best of your ability, do what it takes to keep your house. You walk in there with nothing out of pocket, maybe $400 for an appraisal, maybe. Times get tough and, you know, you're young, you've never owned a house before. It's easy to just walk away. You haven't lost anything. What are you worried about? You pack your stuff up at 2 o'clock in the morning so the neighbors don't see you and you move on. So I'm encouraging you, you know, you want to get a house, take a long, hard look at that 15-year mortgage. Now, when you go to your mortgage company, a good loan officer, and there's some good ones out there, a good loan officer is going to sit you down, get you pre-qualified, show you the difference, the payment on a 30 versus the payment on a 15. Now, if they run the numbers and you just don't qualify on that 15, they may not show you the numbers on that. Ask them to just say, hey, can you run the numbers on a 15? I'd really like to see the difference between the two and maybe kind of see what it's going to take to get me to where I can get into a 15, because you're going to save $42,000 in interest. You're going to be out of debt 15 years sooner on your house. And today I was thinking about this show. I said, my God, 15 years of your life, you're going to get You're going to be mortgage-free, assuming all you did was make the minimum payments. In 15 years, sooner as compared to the 30, you're going to own your home. As long as you can pay the annual taxes on it, that home is yours. No one can take it away from you. You've just taken 15 years of your life back. 15 years of your blood, your sweat, and your tears at the factory, on the job, in the cubicle, wherever it is that you work. You're doing it in 15, and if you get really smart and you get into a 15, you learn to prepay that one, you can get out much, much quicker. You can pay off everything in 5 to 7 years on average if you pay attention. That's really what Debt Shepherd is about, is teaching you how to get out of this debt way, way faster, because the bank is not going to voluntarily tell you how awesome it is to prepay your debt. So let's go ahead and wrap this up. We talked about the difference between the 30 and the 15. I highly encourage you, look at that 15-year mortgage, get a 10% down payment, get some skin in the game, especially in this market. You walk in, you move in with 100% financing. If something happened, job loss, major medical situation, and you got strapped in the corner up against the wall and had to sell that house in 6 months, it's going to cost you money to sell that house. Two realtors are going to be 6%. More than likely, your buyer's going to need help. That's another 3. That's 9. It's going to cost you 10% just to get rid of the house. And if you bought a house for $100,000, that's 10 grand. Let's just say 8 to 10 grand just to get rid of the house. You come in with that down payment, you've got some room to breathe. So if you've got any questions, comments, concerns, criticisms, shoot me an email, Greg, G-R-E-G, at Debt Shepherd, D-E, B as in boy, T as in Tom, Shepherd, S-H-E, P as in Paul, H-E-R-D.com. That's Greg at DebtShepherd.com. I thank you for stopping by and listening. This is what we call the Debt Shepherd Radio Hour, or the Debt Shepherd Radio Show. Stop by our website, www.debtshepherd.com. You'll see an opt-in form there. Get signed up for our weekly newsletter once every week, usually Fridays. I'll send you tips, tricks, tools about financial freedom, rapid debt elimination, all that good stuff. I video blog on a regular basis, 2 to 3 times a day sometimes, covering everything from mortgages to saving to prepaying your debt to the psychology of debt, things that we think about, how our mind works, the psychology of it all. I do book reviews, product reviews, all kinds of really cool stuff. So thanks for hanging out with us. Hope to see you next time. To your financial freedom, this is Greg Whitaker.